Simple! We ends up with a kingdom of Riftguard, a lot of booty, a throne for me to sit on, and all those little slaves to build us a big fleet of ships. You lot can all be captains!
Slitfang grinned in admiration as he poured another drink.
You're a freebooter born, Captain. The slyest beast has ever walked a deck. I drink to you.
Plug pointed his dagger toward the weasel.
Aye, and you'll be the sorriest beast ever walked a deck if and you keep helping yourself to my grog. Now, that's the plan. Have yous all got it in your thick heads?
Grubbage looked indignant.
What have we got to take to our sick beds, Captain?
Plug came from behind his table. Wordlessly, he faced the deaf rat to the cabin door, pressing on the back of his head until he bent over. Taking a pace back, the captain swung his sea-booted footpaw and delivered a powerful kick to his bosun's bottom. Grubbage shot forward, whooping. At that moment, the cabin door opened and he careered out. Princess Curda acted as if nothing odd had happened as she strode in, sabre in paw, to face Plug.
Why you can't make the ship go faster? You'll be 3 days out and we don't seem to be going much far.
The silver fox regarded her sourly.
That's 'cause the ship will only go as fast as the winds carry her, dearie. Or ain't you ever been to sea afore?
Curda did not like Plug. She pointed the sabre at him.
I must catch and admit their slaves who steal my boat. You will make the ship go faster. This is my wish and my order.
The freebooter captain, ignoring the sabre points, grinned.
Oh, right, ye high royal niece. I can see you're used to giving orders. But I'm only an ordinary ship's captain, you see. Why don't you go up on deck? Go on, missy. Wave your sword around and give orders to the wind and waves. You're a princess. The sea and weather will have to listen to you. Ain't that right, mates?
Laughter froze on the crew's lips as Curda, with a murderous glint, turning her eyes from pink to ruby, levelled the sabre blade a hair's breadth from Plug's eye and hissed.
You are insolent fox. This could make you lose the head, yar.
The freebooter continued grinning as he reached beneath the table and brought his big double-edged battle axe into view.
That is a pretty little sword you've got, darling. We've all seen you flourishing it round, real fancy-like. Now get it out of me face afore I show you what a freebooter captain can do with a proper weapon.
The grin had gone from the fox's face, and his eyes were narrowed, icy slits matching Curda's stare.